Okay, today's daf Lamed Aleph. What I wanted to do was, I wanted to go back to Lamed Amud Beis and start the sugya again of Midbar Sheker Tircha. Because I really want to flow. And I wanted to start over from the beginning of the sugya to get the flow. So we'll say Simon, Seniguran, Bor, Gzelas, Mirma. Okay? Tana Rabbanan. Fifth line from the bottom. Menayin L'dayin. How do you know if you have a dayin? Shelo yasa sanigurin l'dvaro. He shouldn't do sanigurin to his words. What does sanigurin mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, in don din, if a guy makes a judgment, the libo nukfo, and he's lomashu tola, he realizes he made a mistake. Made a mistake. Happens. Lo yachzik dvaro v'lohavi rayas l'amidim shu bosh lasar. Don't start making up riots to prove you're right because you're embarrassed to take your position back. Don't do that. You know? Ela lakal sadadim yavzel hotidin lamito. Make an honest judgment. You realize you made a mistake, right? That's it. You made a mistake. Happens. So what are you going to do now? Make a riot that you're really right. If you do that, it's a problem of midbar sheker tircha. Okay? That's Rashi. Third Vah says, what this means is a different shot. He said it means a dayan shouldn't say, shouldn't support one position. Take one side. You keep asking questions and kashas and you keep bolstering one side. That's what this means. That's Sanigurian. The truth is, if they ask a kasha on Rashi, that's not midbar sheker tircha. That's not midrash sheker tircha. What's that called? That's called lo sata mishpat. Don't pervert the judgment. You know you're wrong. You're keeping it anyway. That midrash sheker tircha. So the marsha says that no. The pshat is like this. You're not sure. You're dead wrong. You know you're wrong. You know you're dead wrong. What are you going to do? Have a wrong position because you have some pride? That's not midrash sheker tircha. That's called. You're a horrible dayan. That midrash sheker tircha. So what Marsha said, something is dead wrong. You're not sure. He says, you're mesupuk b'din. They don't vaday lo shiachzor b'dvar v'achash yidon b'davar v'shara dayonim. You're not sure. Then, why aren't you going back? I'll go with the majority. You know why? I don't want to be wrong. That's midrash sheker tircha. Okay? Next. Menayin l'dayin. How do you have a judge? Shalo yeshiv talmud bor lefanov. Don't have a bor as a student. Why not? Rashi said, because you're going to make a mistake. He's going to make a mistake with you. Talmud lomar, midbar sheker tircha. What's a bor, by the way? A bor is worse than an amara. He's even worse than what? He's even worse than an amara. Umenayin l'dayin, hayin l'yev dayin. Sheyadeh l'chaver shu gazlan. You know he's a gazlan. V'chein aid sheyadeh l'chaver shu gazlan. You also have an aide that you know he's a gazlan. Menayin, shalo yitzaris emo. How do you know you shouldn't let him sit on the judgment with you, or you shouldn't let him be an aide with you? No, I saw that. He also saw that. What do you mean I can't come to give testimony with him? Talmud Lomar, Midrash Sheker Tirchak. Midrash Sheker Tirchak. Look at Rashi. Three words. The Af Al Pi, that's already more than one word. The Af Al Pi, Sha'edus Emes. Even if it's true. Gazlanim also can see things that are true. It's true. Doesn't make a difference. Midrash Sheker, you're associating with a Gazlan, don't do it. I to Emet. Rashi says Midrash Sheker Tirchak. What's the reason for that? So the Shach says it's very similar to three Krovim. The three Krovim. What, they didn't see Reuben lend Shimon money? They didn't see it. What's the answer? They can't be Edom. I to Emet doesn't make a difference. It's like that. It's not that because you don't know what kind of Gazlan it is. A Gazlan can be only up to Midrash Rabbanan, but it's like that. It's the idea. Next. Menayin L'dayin. How do you know you have a Dayin? Sheyodeh B'din Shehu Merumeh. That this is very, very fishy. Very, very fishy. Right? Rashi says, Shalomad mitoch divrei edim, she'ena dusim emes. You realize this is ridiculous. This is not true. Minayin, how do you know? Shlo Omer, ho'el vo'edim edin, the edim are judging, achaktenu al-alam, I will nevertheless credit their testimony, v'yehe kol ha'tov v'betzal or edim, right? And I don't want the edim to become liars. I don't want to ruin the reputation. And you shouldn't do that. Talmud Lomar midvar shaker terchak. Okay. Simon Tilsa Talmud Plaz Balichov Smartut Shomea Umatim. 1 second. Okay. Next. Menayin the Talmud. How do you have a Talmud? Shioshe lufnei Rabo. He's sitting in front of his Rebbe. V'roet zechus l'oni. He sees it as chus for an oni. The Dayan, the Rebbe, doesn't realize. He has something. The la'ashir, v'chov la'ashir. Thank you so much. V'chov la'ashir, menayid shalo yeshtok. How do you know? You don't mind that, don't you? Menayid shalo yeshtok. How do you know you shouldn't be quiet? Talmud lomar, midvar sheket tirchok. You hear this? Don't be quiet. You see an injustice going on. Don't be quiet. Midvar sheket tirchok. Right? Now, what about the other way around? What if you see a chol for the oni and a chos for the rich man? What do you think about that? What's the difference? What's the difference? Right? Don't make a difference. Says the Taz, no, it makes a difference. You don't have a duty to stick up for the, to, 1 second, we're going to make talking about now a case where it's a chov for the ani, or a zechus for the rich man. There's a din, there's a mitzvah in the Torah called v'dol lo tehedar v'ribo. Right? Don't mistreat the poor, don't mistreat the rich. So, this only one side is given in the Gemara. Says the Taz, if you're not a judge, you're in the audience, you're the judge's Talmud, you have no chiyuv in this business. You're not a dayan. You have no chiyuv. Nobody agrees with him. What if you're in the audience and you happen to know something? You're a little bit of a Talmud Chacham and you know something. Listen, I'm not the judge. I'm going to go over to the dayan. The answer is yes, you go over. So certainly a Talmud. Okay. Menayin the Talmud, how do you know if you have a Talmud? Shroa et Rabo Shatoa Badin. He sees he really made a mistake. Lo Yarmai shouldn't say, listen, Amtin Lo Achigmiru. I'm going to wait till the Rebbe finishes. Ba'astarenu. And then I'm going to disprove him. Vavnenu Mishali. And then I'm going to become the big hero. Kadei Shiyikra Hadin Al Shmi. So I'll be the big hero. They're going to call the judgment on me. What? You see that new student, the up and coming? Wow. Don't do that. Talmud Lomar Midrash HaKaterchak. Right? Never tell a lie. Menayin the Talmud Shomalo Rabo. How do you know? Listen to this one. You have a Rebbe who says to the Talmud, Yodea Atzabi She'im Nosnin Li Ne'a Mone Eini Mevada. You know that I can't be bribed. You know I'm an honest man. I can't be bribed. Money Yeshe Yitzel Ploni. Listen, Ploni owes me $100. The Ein Li Ela Eid Echad. I only have one aid. Menayin Shalot Yit Tzarev Imo. How do you know that the Rebbe can't tell the Talmud, listen, you be the other aid. You know I'm not telling. You know I'm not making this up. They only have one aid. How do you know you're not allowed to do that? Talmud Lomar Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Says the Gemara. Hi, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Nachta. That's what we lost. Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Habav Shikur Kamashaker. That's blatant lie. V'rachmana Omar Losana Berecha Eichal. What do you see from the Gemara's question right here? That Midvar Sheker Tirchak, it doesn't mean to lie. Right? It doesn't mean to lie. Because the Gemara says, that's a blatant lie. What's going on here? That's not Midvar Sheker Tirchak. What? Talmud Law. Ella, Kigon, the Amalei. Here's what the Rebbe wants you to do. Vadai Chad Sahada Isli. I have one aid. Right? I have one aid. I don't want you to give false testimony. Chas v'shalom. What I want you to do is, V'ta'ata kum hasam. You just stand there with the other aid. Look at Rashi, second line. V'shiyehei sover bal din. Sha'ata bal lehayin. V'yoda emet. and the Baldin is going to see two Edom over there, I would never ask you in a million years to testify law to falsely. Just stand there. The other side is going to see that I have two Edom. He's going to see two Edom walk into the room. Of course he's never going to test it. Right away he'll admit, says the Chazon Ish, that's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to get a guy to admit to the truth. The guy's a shyster, he's never going to admit. You pull the ruse to get... That's a mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah is that? What's wrong with that? Chazon Ish, that's a mitzvah.
He gives a false impression.
What? Oh, so he gives a false impression. Right, it gives a false impression, right? But if you can get somebody to admit to the truth, says the Chazon Ish, that's a mitzvah. But this gives a false impression. That's the problem, mitzvah shekatecha. To lie? The Rebbe would never ask him to lie. Below tamer, below midi. I don't want you to say anything. The halal maskis mipumech shikra. You're never going to utter a falsehood. Afilo hachi, aser, it's nevertheless aser. Why? Mishum shemar, mitzvah shekatecha. Never tell a lie. Menayim lenosha bechavei romana. How do you know that somebody owes money to somebody else? Reuben owes Shimon $100. Shalom, Yomar, and Abimasayim, I'm going to claim 200. I know he only owes me 100, but I'm smart. I'll claim 200. Kadeshiyodili Bimana, so he'll admit to the 100, which becomes Mode Bimikdat. He's going to have to swear now. Bishkayev li Shavua. He's going to have to swear to me to a Shavua. Vagalva olav Shmua Bimakamacher. And then once he's swearing regarding this $100, which I know it's only 100, but I'm going to make it 200. What's going to happen? He's going to say, I don't owe you 200, I only owe you 100. Yeah? Make a Shavua. This is fine, I'll make a Shavua. Once you make a Shavua on the 100, I can megalgal you other Shavuas on things that I would never get you to make a Shavua on, like Karka. I can't walk into bed and say, you owe me two Karkas. That never happened. Talmud Lomar, Midbar Sheket Terechak. Okay? One more. Menai Lenosha Bechadero Mana. How do you... More than one more. How do I know that if someone owes someone $100, the Torah Masayim, and he asks for 200, the next, the one who owes the money, he's a bigger chacham. He says like this, Shalom Yomar, the guy's going to say like this, Achaprenu bebetzin, I will deny the entire thing in bezin. He's going to take me to bezin. He's going to tell me he owes me 200. You know why he's telling me he owes me 200? Because he knows I owe him 100. But then he's going to get me to swear, and it'll be Magadol Shavua and other things. I'll outsmart him. I'll deny the whole thing. Right? Because I learned the Gemara about Messiah. No one has the chutzpah to do that. To deny the whole thing. I'll deny the whole thing. Then, in the hall, the Odolo chutz lebedzin, and then in the hall, I'll admit to him I owe him the 100. Kedei shalo yitzchayev lo Shavua, so I won't have to make a Shavua. V'lo yagalva ala Shavua mokam acher. And he won't make a Shavua somewhere else. Talmud Lomar, Midrash Sheket Terechak. Can't pull the stunt. Right? So Tosfos asks, why are you afraid? Why is he more afraid of the Gilgal Shavua than of this Shavua? Right? So Tosfos says, because the other things are more worth more money. He doesn't want to swear to them. He's afraid of the Gilgal Shavua. He doesn't want to swear to more things. Now, Nayan Lashlosha. How do you know there are three people? She Noshin Mana Be'echad. The guy owes three different people money. The problem is that there are no agents. No agents. So the three kids get owed differently. So one thing, we're never going to get this money, right? He owes us 900. He owes each of us $333. He owes me $333. He owes you $333, and he owes him $333. So you know what we'll do? We'll make up the following pact. I'll be the claimant, and you two be the agent. At least we'll get a third. We'll get something. We'll make up a story. We'll claim $1,000. We'll claim $999. You'll be the witnesses to that. You two will be the witnesses. We'll have to pay. And then we'll split the money between the three of us. Not a lie. Right? Menayin lenosha mona be'echad shloye echad baldin v'shnayim edim. Two will be the edim. Kedesh yotzi mona. If you get a mona out of it, v'chalku. And they'll split up among themselves. Talmud lomar. Midrash sheket terechak. Never tell a lie. Next. Menayin shabo
shlushna.
What? A guy owes three people money. There are no agents to any of the loans. They're never going to see the money. So the three of them are sitting in the cafe. How are we going to get this money out of this guy? You know what we'll do? I'll clip the bed and I'll say he owes me $1,000, and you two will be the agent to that. And he'll have to pay me $1,000. You have two agents, and then we'll split it. I'll take a third, you take a third, you take a third. He owes us the money. It's legit. It's all legit. They're not agents to that transaction. It's complete lie. Menayan Lishnayan. How do you know there are two people? Shabbat Oladun. That come to judge. Echad Lavash Smartutin. One's wearing rags. Echad Lavash Itzdalit Basmei Amana. One's wearing a cloak worth $100. Sha'omim Lo, you should tell the guy. Lavash Kamoso or Alvishu Kamoso. One of you has to change over there. I can't have one guy dressed like rags and one guy dressed like a millionaire. I can't have that. Either you put on rags or you put on clothes like a millionaire. Tavod Lomar, Midrash Sheket Terechav. Otherwise, I'm going to be. Otherwise, I can't. I might be clouded. My judge might be clouded. Ki
what? You tell the guy the back
should take it off. No, that's
Bekasha. I'm saying,
it's a fancy clothing. No, as a matter of fact, all the discuss why aren't we knowing this today? Today, Bezim will never say to somebody, if you look richer than him, you have to change clothes. The whole discussion why we don't do this today. So the Smat says, the reason we don't do it today is because it only applies if you're wearing something worth $1 million and nobody wears things worth $1 million. The most expensive suit in the world is not $1 million. It's not mea mana. Far less. The whole thing doesn't apply. Ki havi asal kame derava, bar rav huna, amalahush, shlufu, puz makaihu, take off your sack, whatever, the chazil dina. Now we can have a judgment. Menayin ladayin shal yishma baldin chaveiro, kodem shiyava baldin chaveiro. How do you know you can't hear one side of the story before the other side even gets there? There's fucking traffic. Okay, you know what? We'll hear your side, and when he shows up late, we'll hear his side. You can't do that. Tamadon, maybe I'll check a terechok. Menayin lebaldin. How do you have a baldin? Shalo yatim devarav odayin. That you shouldn't pervert judgment. You can't even listen. Kodem shiyava baldin chaveiro. Before the other guy shows up. Tamadomar, Midrash Sheket Terechav. Rav Kahana Masni, Melosisa, Melosisa, Melosasi. Don't be the recipient of something that's false. Why is it false? Because the other guy's not there. It's true, yet no, he's not there. Vasher lo tov. Okay, this is a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says like this. Aviv ki oshak oshak. If a father is going to do some terrible, terrible thing, gazal gezel ach, he's going to steal from his brother. It's not a good thing to do. He's going to die because of his sin. Right? So now, that's a pasuk in Yecheskel, in the 18th parak, 18th pasuk. Now, so the Gemara says like this. What is that? What is that an allusion to? Rav Amar Zebaba Harsha. That's somebody who comes on behalf of someone else. Rashi says he's a strong arm. I have a tain against you. So if I have a tain against you, and we come to Bezdin ourselves, there's a very good chance that we're going to reach a pshara. Why? I know my strengths and weaknesses, and you know your strength. Can we reach a middle ground? I send someone else to represent me. He's not me. He has no incentive to settle. He has no interest in settling. He's a strong arm. You do that, it's like a father stealing from a brother. Okay? Shmuel Amar, Zehalokeach Sadeh, Sheyesh Allah Aleha Isk Asikin. You buy a field that the ownership is very clouded. What are you getting involved in a problem field? Why are you doing that? Because you're a strong arm. I'm not afraid of claims, not afraid of anybody. What are you getting involved in? It's a problem who owns this land. Where are you buying it from? Who are you buying it from? Who's the seller here? Someone doesn't really own it? That's not right. That's not right. And the Marshal explains that why is that like a father and a brother? So the Marshal explains because when families a very interesting Marshal. He says when families are fighting, they're embarrassed to go to court themselves. It's embarrassing. That's what he says. He says that Shekein Derech Av im Bino O Ha'achim, the father and son or brothers, Kishiyesh Lan Taina Zalze, when they have a Taina one with the other, in a Bible Bezdin, they're embarrassed to go to two brothers going to court fighting over Yerushalayim. It happens. It's embarrassing. Ella, what do they do? Shluchim Adamacher. They send someone else. You represent me, right? You vindicate my claims. I'm embarrassed. I'm going to sue my brother? Nah, have you sue him, right? That's ridiculous. That's not a good thing. Ibnay Shum is Aver Al Riv Lolo. You're getting involved in a fight that's not yours. If not for you, they'd probably settle. Okay? That ends the Gemara of Midbar Sheker Tircha. Says Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlau. He wrote a pirush on the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rav Sadji Gaon. He has a Bar Kasha. He says, what's going on here with Midbar Sheker Tircha? None of these things are lies. They're all like things, a little bit of a... What if a guy walks into shul and says, yep, I won the lottery yesterday, and I donated to the hospital, and I'm going to build a shul, and I did this. All lies. Are you over Midbar Sheker Tircha? Says the Yerucham Fishel Perlau, no. There's no Isser in the Torah to lie. There is no Isser. The Isser only is, don't lie, or don't do these half lies, or these little bit lies, when someone else gets harmed. But if you go into shul, you tell tall tales that are lies, don't affect anybody. There is no Isser. As a matter of fact, the Rambam doesn't count Midbar Sheker Tircha as one of the Tayyar Mitzvah. Doesn't count it. Not one of the Tayyar Mitzvah. So much so that the Yerucham Fishel Perlau has a kasha on the smack. He leaves it for Tzarachim. How can the smack hold that this is a mitzvah? How can the tashbait hold that this is a mitzvah? There can be no mitzvah to lie. If there would be a mitzvah to lie, this entire daf wouldn't be here. Why? Because you're not allowed to lie. What's this daf doing here? This daf demonstrates there is no mitzvah to lie. What is there a mitzvah not to do? You can't do things. You can't like give these half lies. Right? The guy walks in with fancy clothes. You can't judge him fairly. Why not? Because that's Midbar Sheker Tircha. He didn't lie at all. No one lied. The guy happens to be very wealthy. The guy happens to be very poor. Says the Yerucham Fishel Perlau, this is a raya. This is a raya that what? That lying is not more utter. And he leaves the Pesarachim on those we've shown him that held there is a mitzvah to lie. Yes? How can it be a mitzvah to lie? And he doesn't understand, he'll explain it. He leaves the Pesarachim. Now, Chavos Chaim does say, which I don't know where he gets this from, he says in the introduction, he has all the mitzvot that you can violate if you speak Lashon Hara. So one of them he says is Midbar Sheker Tircha. But if you speak Lashon Hara and it's a lie, it's Midbar Sheker Tircha. So he says on the bottom like this. Listen to this. It's only called time to do this. He says that if the middle of your Lashon Hara or Rechilos, you have Tarovos of Sheker, things are not true. Over Gam Ked al Mitzvah Tasei Shekasav Batorah Midbar Sheker Tircha. The Gam Nishtane Shmo Lefgam Al Yedei Zeh Likari Asa B'Shem Mosh Hashem Rapani. Then he says, where did I get this from? Raya Mishvu It's Laman Aleph Amad Aleph, which by the way is his staff. It's a Raya that I'm right. Why? B'chol HaTziyurim Shal Gemara. In all those cases of the Gemara, the Sham Hu Afilu Rak Niret Ke'ein Sheker. Because all those cases are not really, none of these are really sheker. You come show up, you don't say a word, the guy will be guilty, they'll be afraid, he'll admit to the money. No, I didn't say one lie. So we've got to give the appearance of a lie. Says the Chavos Chaim, it looks like you're lying. But obviously, if it looks like you're lying, it's no good. Certainly, if you lie, it's no good. V'kolshkein, taruva sheker mamish, bivadai de'over. The taruva sheker is the sure over. Then he says in two lines. Listen to this. V'hi mitzvah tasei gemura. This is a mitzvah tasei gemur without the smad. According to the smad, I say kuf dayin. The alcohol upon him, says the mitzvah tasei, the alcohol upon him, isur doraisahu l'chol hadei. The alcohol doraisa, according to everybody. If he doesn't, he just slides that in. I have at home, the chal kastanyonim, who in a parable called Son, who wrote an explanation of the same time, he doesn't say a word. Like what? The Yerucham Fishel Perlau wrote the same time. Right? So what do you have to say now? So like, it's amazing. Like, you just threw that in. Now, if you didn't learn Shavuot Laman Aleph, and you read it as you nod your head, yeah. That's a pasha. I understand.
You know,
no, so he's making a Kalachomer. if the things are not about Aleph HaRatzer, so for sure lying is Aser. Ruach HaMishpat says the exact opposite. From the fact that you have all these crazy cases, what about real lying? Since the Gemara, in one of the cases, now, real lying I wasn't talking about. I'm talking about half lying.
I would say
makes it even. Kind of makes more sense. Yeah. So you have to say what he meant to say was, even if the Rambam or the other Rishonim that don't hold it to mitzvah, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rachinuch, none of them counted it, they still hold the Sasam in Daraita. But what? There are a lot of things like that. It's not a mitzvah, but it's still awesome. Right? The Chavos Chaim did that a lot. Many of the things in the beginning, in the introduction that count as mitzvahs, are not mitzvahs. There's no mitzvah in the Torah not to be a Baal Machlokas. There's no mitzvah like that. He counts as one of the mitzvahs. Now, I'm not saying it's a good thing to do, and the Gemara told me you shouldn't do that. It's not a mitzvah. That's the whole discussion of what a mitzvah is. What is a mitzvah? As opposed to something else. It's not a mitzvah. Right? Okay.
You
also
the Gemara that the clothing makes a man
remember. Yeah.
So
that just goes to show you how far the Gemara goes to ensure that there's integrity. Now that's why the smata doesn't apply today. Because today, what, a guy has a fancier watch, the other guy doesn't really apply. It applied when the contrast between the two litigants was so egregious, we're afraid it's going to cloud someone's judgment.
Right.
Therefore, take it off. So that's why today it doesn't apply. Why? Because the guy walks in, everybody's going to walk in with a suit. Nobody's walking in with dungarees. Everybody walks in with a suit. So his suit looks better. That's such a small difference, that's not going to be an issue. In those days, it could have been an issue. So today, it's not no issue.
Right, but it makes one lie. I came from my private jet to court today.
Right, so no one knows that.
He might say it.
So let him say, listen, we're doing our best to make sure it's fair. So if it's clearly, clearly not fair, the Gemara says, tell him to change. That's all. Okay, good. Next. Einu noheges ela beruuyin. Did I skip? No. Einu noheges ela beruuyin le'ayin. We said, it only applies if someone is roy to be an aid. What does that mean? Lafuke mai. What does that mean? Amar papa lafuke melech. Not a melech. Right? A melech is not an aid. It's a question, why not? So some say, because it's a pasuk. What? He watched his brother-in-law lend money. Not his brother-in-law. He watched one of the guys lend money. He can't be an aide. Right, it's a stand. The whole is Shiloh's wife. Mistama is a daraisa. Even though we have that story with Yanai that he said, okay, from now on, no melech can be an aide. That's Masa. It's not a daraisa. Right? Racha b'Yakov Amar. No, lafuke mitakrik b'kuvya. No, it comes to exclude a guy who's puzzled, who's only puzzled on the Midravonon level. The fact that he's a guy that plays cards, a gambler. So he didn't do anything awesome in Minotorah. I want to sit down with you to a game of chance. Why is that? I didn't steal anything from you. You agreed to play the game with me. So Mandar Matakhik Bakuvia, if you hold him, Matakhik Bakuvia is not Roy Kolshkein Melech. For sure, Melech is not included. Why? Because the Dravonon is Matakhik Bakuvia, so for sure the Melech, which is a Zoraita. But Mandar Melech, if you hold the Melech, is not one. Not good. Avo Masachik Bekuvya, but Masachik Bekuvya, Midaraisa Mechzi Chazi. Maybe Midaraisa, yeah. But Verbanahu Tepasluhu. Verbanahu said no. Okay, that's all. Yeah, because it says Som Tassim Alecha Melech. So he has to be set apart as a, he has to be set apart as someone who's different, and he doesn't do things that the common folk do. And one of them is giving testimony. Some say because he has to, like he said, he has to stand, and everyone else is sitting. That's a lack of kavod. Right. So the kasha is that story with Yana is a little bit difficult because they made up a gzit. Now that we had the story, they killed everybody. We're not gonna let kings be aided. What do you mean now? It's a right. Okay. The Fnei Bezdin v'Shlomo Fnei Bezdin. Okay. Okay. This is actually hard. Now, it said in the Mishnah. Right? That there are two places that you can deny that you have any testimony to give. You can deny it in Bezdin, and you can deny it outside of Bezdin. There was a machlo, and there's also two ways you can give testimony. So you can give testimony mipi atmo, by verbalizing I have testimony, or You can give testimony because someone urges you and you say amen. That's called mipiach cheirim. Okay?
You got that?
So let's talk.
No,
that's not mipiachno. You have testimony for me? I want you to show you have testimony for me. Amen. You say it, you said amen. You are affirming what I said, that's mipiach cheirim. Okay? Now, as a matter of fact, the pasuk of Shavuot Eidus is talking about Acherim. Why? It says, V'shama ko Allah. You hear the voice of a Shavuot. And what do to it? You say, Amen. The pasuk is talking about the Acherim. Okay? Now, if you swear yourself, I swear I have no Eidus, I don't know anything about you, I have no, if you swear like that, the Gemara is going to learn later on with the Gzeira Shava from Shavuot HaPikadon. Shavuot HaPikadon is, where's the pencil I led? I asked you to watch me while I went on vacation. And you say, what pencil? I swear there's no pencil. That's called Shavuot HaPikadon. That's not Shavuot HaEidus. It's a different Shavuot. We're going to get to that. It's the next parak. Now, according to Rav Meir, if you deny that outside of Beis Din, you're chayav. According to the Chachamim, it had to be denied in Beis Din. Okay? Why? B'mai kamitzligi. What's this machlokas about? Amruhu Rabbanon Kameder of Papa. They said in front of Rav Papa, B'don minei u'minei, B'don minei v'oki basre kamitzligi. When you have the Gzeira Shavah between two things, how far do you take the comparison between the two things? That's what they're arguing about. Rameyer said that what? That don mine umine mipikadon. Mipikadon. How do you know that a guy denies a shavuos edus and turns out he's a liar? How do you know he's chayiv? It's gzeira shava from pikadon. Ma pikadon. Just like a pikadon. Mushba mipiatmo chayiv. If you didn't swear on your own, you're chayiv. Af edus. So too edus. Mushba mipiatmo chayiv. That's how you know you're not allowed to lie when someone asks you to give edus and you deny it and it turns out it's not true. Umine. And now we take that a step further. Ma pikadon. Just like a pikadon. Bein bebedin. Bein shalobas nebedin. It doesn't make a difference where you make that denial, whether it's in Bezin or whether it's in the backyard. It makes no difference. Af shvuat af edus bein bebezin bein shelo bebezin. It doesn't make a difference. Okay. Now v'rabbanon savri v'rabbanon holds this. Yes. Don minei v'oki b'shrei. We learn the din from pikadon, but it stops there. What does that mean? Ma pikadon. Just like a pikadon, mush bami piyatz mochayiv. If you deny and it turns out you're a liar, you're chayiv. Af edus mush bami piyatz mochayiv. However, v'oki basra, and that's where I part company with shvuot hapikadon. Why? Ma ba edus ma mush bami piyachir bebezin in shelo bebezin lo. You can't have shvuot edus outside of bezin. You know why? That's not edus. It just means in Bezdin. By definition, it means in Bezdin. We're learning it out of Pikadon. Yeah, I learned out the din that if you deny, then you have to, you're chayav. We don't know where you deny. I don't need Pikadon for that. Therefore, mushma, piyatma, but Bezdin in, shalom, Bezdin low. The denial can only be in Bezdin. He argues on Reb Meir. Why? Because he argues how far you take the Gzeira Shavah. The actual Etzem Din, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah.
What?
Well, according to Reb Meir, he learns the Prachin from the Gzeira Shavah. According to the Rabbanim, they don't learn the Prachin. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you have your Chai if you deny it, you know testimony, and then you turn out you're a liar, you Chai have a carbon all of your ring. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah like that. Well, how do you know? It's Gzeira Shavah. Where does the denial have to be? Well, let's look at the Gzeira Shavah. Whatever's true by Pikadon, it's true over here. Says the Rabbanim, not true. The actual Etzem Din, yes. The detail, I have my own detail.
If you go do it outside of Bezdin, outside bed. Who do you send? And we agree with this. Who do you send? What do you invent it for? In fact, any kind of person who is outside his testimony,
right?
How do you invent it for?
So you're that you see whole other bond. Because outside of bed, there's no such thing as testimony. What's the mayor's shita? The mayor says, the mayor's shita, what wrong for me? The mayor's shita don't make any sense.
I understand that.
Right.
But common sense wise,
right.
That's how we
right. Right. So the problem is that there's no common sense of that by the mayor's shita. Right. So the question is, how far do you think the mayor's shita? Do you want no common sense? Or no, I'll just want some common sense, but don't take it so far. Now, yeah.
Who decides? I had the same question regarding Shavuos, according to Shavuos and Shavuos Vayim. Let's say I come to you, I have a case, and Menachem, you witness the thing and say, no, I never saw anything. So why, now, who has to go and swear in the basement? Do I have to go and swear that Menachem had Eidus for me, or you have to swear, no, I have nothing?
I think we're going to get to it in a few minutes. We're going to get to it in a few minutes. I think that the Baldin can make the Eidus swear. I think so. We'll get to it in the next mission. You'll see it in a few minutes. Now, now to the mission is a little hard. So now, Amalahu Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, wait a minute. Imi pikadon gmiri la rabbanon. If, Moshe's not going to like this, Moshe's not going to like Rav Papa. If, Rav Papa says this, if the rabbanon learn out the din from Shavuot HaPikadon, the kuli amalah pligi domine emina. Nobody disagrees with that. Everybody agrees we're going to take the Gzeres Shavah as far as possible. If even the Rabbanan would agree to that. Happens to be, that's not how the Rabbanan knows this did. They learned that somewhere else. Elahainu time of the Rabbanan. A different shot. The Maisi Lami Kal V'Chomer. They learned that of a Kal V'Chomer. Ma Mi Pi Acherim Chayiv. If someone else is going to make you Chayiv, if you ask Malo Kolshkin? Certainly, If you deny it on your own, you're going to be chayiv. Certainly, right? It's not a problem of ein onshin min hadin, right? It's not really a kal v'chomer. Now we didn't finish the story. So how do you know where he's making the denial? The ubi demaitule mi kal v'chomer. And once we have a kal v'chomer, dialogue hadin lios kenidon. It can't be the what you're learning out can't be worse than what you're learning it out from, right? So we just said like this. If someone makes me swear, and it's not true, I'm chayiv. So certainly, if I utter the words myself, I'm chayiv. Certainly. Now, ma'am moshe b'yacher. If somebody makes me swear, that has to be only the bezin in. Shalom zeh bezin lo. Ah, moshe b'yachmo, if ne bezin in, shalom zeh bezin lo. It has to be in bezin. Or else, if someone else making me swear, in the backyard, that has no validity. Amalei Rabbanan l'Rav Papa. Ravonan says, Rav Papa, me must have Samarta? You want to say, the last but don't me know, not pligi? That they're not arguing about that sin? They're not arguing about the issue of how far you take to give Zerah Shavah? Is that what you want to say? But none, but we learned in the Mishnah, that later on, Lachlamit Bob, Lagabe Shavua, Lagabe Pikadon, regarding the Pikadon, Shavuot HaPikadon, the Mishnah says like this, a Shavuot HaPikadon, no hecket that applies, Ba'anashim, with men, Nashim, women, Rechokin, non-relative, Krovim, relatives, the Ksherin, the Tzulin, the Pnei Bezdin, Shalom of Pnei Bezdin, the Piatmo, the Piacherim, Ein Achayiv, Adji Achaper, Bo Bibezdin, the Vera Meir, the Chacham Omrim, Dein the Piatmo, Dein the Piacherim, Kivon Shekachala, Chayiv. Right? But no. Does the Chacham say anything about Bezdin? They don't say a word. Mushbu Piacherim, the Pikadon, Menalahu, the Rabban and the Chayiv. According to the Rabban, how do you know you're Chayiv? By a Shavuot HaPikadon, someone else makes you swear. Isn't it true that I gave you that pencil to watch? Swear to it. And the guy says, Amen, I'll swear to it. Lav the Gemiri Lo Me Eidus? Isn't that learned out of Eidus? Ushma Mina. And what do you see from here? The Don Mina Umina Pligi. But they are arguing about Don Mina Umina. They are arguing about that. So Rav Papa answers back, listen. Mehahi from Shavuot HaPikadon in. You're right. From that Mishnah, you can prove that that's what they're arguing about. Meha, but over here by Shavuot Eidus, Lekala Mashmina. You can't prove it. Maybe it's true, but you can't prove it. Why can't you prove it, says Rav Papa? Because I can have a Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer is If someone else makes you swear yichayev, for sure, if you do it yourself, yichayev. That only is embezzled. Why? Because Eid is only embezzled. That's it. You're right. For the Mishnah, Lamed Vav, it could be that the Rav, it could be. But for this Mishnah, it doesn't have to be. That's what Rav said. It doesn't have to be. Why? I have a Kal Vachomer. Okay? Next. The Chayavit Al Zedona Azadar HaShavua. You're chayav on a Shavua that you did on purpose. You also chayav a carbon. How do you know? The son of Rabbanan. The Kula, by everything in the parasha of Korban Ol V'Yored, Namar Behen V'Nelam. The Khan, well, Namar Behen V'Nelam, doesn't say that. The Chayav El Mezik Keshogeg. Okay, next one. Im Shigigasa Im Zadon Ha'edus. Heichi Dami. How could you know you're making a Shavua and falsely and it's still Beshogeg? How could that be? How could you do something on purpose and Beshogeg at the same time? Heichi Dami, how could that be? So, Shigigasa Im Zadon Ha'edus? You're a shogeg, but you're made it on your ages. How could that be? I'm a good and a rab. Omer, you're there. I need to shavua zu asura. I know this is awesome. I know that. Avol any day I'm chayav in carbon olah. I don't know what the punishment is. I've never heard of carbon olah yored before. I never learned shavua. Nobody learned shavua. I never knew this. No one ever learned this concept. Only the Dafyon people learned. I never knew that. Not the beginning, anyway. No one learns the beginning. I never knew that. You're a shogeg because you don't know the onesh, right? Even though I'm amazed at him online, I didn't know what the punishment is. That's considered a shogeg. So you get a bemazed and a shogeg together.
Don't we say the same thing?
Yeah, it could be.
It has to be that you knew.
We had that. Let's say you know.
You know that you have a karma.
Right. I know I'm not allowed to turn light on Shabbos. I don't know what the onesh is. So that's also a shogeg. We had that. The ain chayav and ashig got the great stuff. But you're not chayav a shogeg by itself. What does that mean? Like this. Lema tanina le'rav kahana u'drav asi. Let's say this could resolve that question. That what happened was, Rav Kahana and Rav Asi both thought that they, that what does that mean? If you never knew that it's also, you have no clue, that's not even a shogeg. So we had a story that Rav Kahana and Rav Asi will argue about what Rav said. So each one took the shavua that they're right. Turns out only one of them was right. Because Rav didn't say two opposite things, right? So they came to Rav, and they told Rav, are we chayim? So Rav says, no, you didn't even know about it, you didn't even know that you, both of you were so convinced you're right, that's not a Shavua. So the question is, why didn't Rav quote this Mishnah? It's a very sure Mishnah. But Rav didn't, everyone knew Mishnayot. So the Gemara says, look, even though it's a Mishnah, it's Drach. Rav still to tell them that the Halacha, without quoting the Mishnah. Why? So that doesn't mean I would have thought, Hachahu. By Shavuot Eidim, the Lo Ksiv Nelam, the Beinon Shogeg Dumi Yidemezid, Abel Hasam. But by the story of Rav over there, the Ksiv Nelam, Afilu Shivgat Kaltahu, even any Shogeg is still good enough. Kamash Malon, that's not good enough. That's not considered a Shavua. Okay. Now let's do the Mishnah, and then we'll stop for today. Shavuot Eidim Kesad. What's the story of Shavuot Eidim? Marcel's question. A guy walks over to two people and says, "Bo'o b'ha'iduni, come please give testimony for me, shavua, or swear, she'ein anu yodun l'cha edus." They say to him, "We will swear we have no edus." O sh'amrulo, or they tell him, "Ein anu yodun l'cha edus. I have no edus to you. We have no edus to you. Mashbiani alechem, will you swear?" Va'amru amen, and they say amen, and it turns out it's a lie. Harielu chayaver, they are chayav. Look at Rashi, second Rashi on the Mishnah. Va'amal lahem, he says to them, "Mashbiani alechem, swear to me." You have it. Second Rashi, Sheyemes, Masha Marten, swear to me what you just said. Va'amru amen. And they say amen, chayavim der chayav. Abel im shasku achar hashvua. What if they're quiet? Will you swear? What's the story of that? Says Rashi, ein kan kabbalah shvua. That's not a kabbalah shvua. That's extremely controversial. Shtigakodah. Says Ramban, what on earth is Rashi talking about? Right? If it's not true, say something. Right? Right? The Midrash Rashi throws that in as an extra side. You didn't have to say that. And by the way, if you're there quiet, that's not a Shavuot. You could spend probably a week. What's Rashi Shita? What's going on here? Hishbi Alechem Chamesh Pa'amim Chutz L'Bezdin. If they swear five times outside of Bezdin, Ubo L'Bezdin V'Hodu, then they come to Bezdin and they admit to Turin, their partner. Why? Because anything you did outside of Bezdin is irrelevant. Don't kill you outside of Bezdin. You could swear up and down. In Bezdin, you admit, that's great. Kapru, but if they deny it, Chayav HaKalach HaZahah. Then the chayav each and every shul that they made, right? Hishbi aleihem chamesh pa'am b'fnei bezdin. If they swear five times in bezdin, the kafru, then they deny they have any edus. Ain a chayav al achad. You only chayav once. Why? Why? Because once you swore, what more are you swearing? I swear I have no edus. 20 minutes later, I swear I have no. It's redundant. How many times can you swear? Rav Shimon, Omer, Rav Shimon, Matam, why? Ho, Eini Chol, Lachzer, Lahodos. Once you swear you have no Eidus, you can't go back. Why? Because you have a principle. Kivon Shehegin, Shuvei Nechod, Yomachin. Once you give testimony, you can't take it back. Once you swear you have nothing to say, what, now you change your mind? There's no such thing as changing your mind. That's considered testimony. It's embedded. It's considered testimony. Once you swear to it, what are you going to do? Take it back? You can't. They swear four more times to the same thing? So who cares? If two Edom deny something at the same time, Shneem Chayavim, they're both Chayiv. Bezeh Achazeh, if it's one after the other, Harishon Chayiv, Vashemi Pater. The first one's Chayiv, the second one's Pater. Why is the second one Pater? Because once the first one did that, he's not longer an Edom. What's the second one doing? It's irrelevant. There's no Edom anymore. The whole Edom broke down. He's not Chayiv. Kafur Echad, Behod Echad, one denies and one admits. Hakofer chayev. The kofer is chayev. Must be at the same time. How you stay key to Eidim? What if two sets of Eidim walk in? The kofer Rishona, the first one says it's not true. They deny. Ve'achakach, kofer Shnia. Then the second one denies it. Shteim chayev. They're both chayev. Why? The Beishev, the Yachol, the Chayev, the because you cannot be the one. So, what's wrong with the second one denied it also? And then it turns out they're liars? Why is it not chayev? Because it's obvious, right? It's obvious. It's the Gemara will flush that out. All right? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up on this tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.